This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So why did I say that haya is your foremost defense against the shaitan? This is your defense. The first defense line against the shaitan is haya. Because as the Prophet, as it was reported from the Prophet, even though the chain here is questionable and likely a bit weak, but it has been corroborated by this particular hadith was reported by Ibn Majah from Abdullah ibn Umar. The chain of this particular hadith is somewhat questionable, probably weak, but it has been corroborated by other reports, and it has been corroborated also by mawquf hadith from Salman al-Farisi radiallahu anhu. Mawquf means what? What does the mean waqafa mean? Stood. Mawquf meaning it stops or stop. You know, qif meaning stop. So mawquf meaning it stops. Where does it stop? It stops short of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in the terminology of the scholars of hadith, mawquf is where it stops at the level of the sahabi. So if it goes up to the sahabi, but it's not, you can't trace it back to the Prophet all the way. If you can trace it back to the Prophet, they call it what? Marfu'a. Marfu'a comes from what? Rafa'a means raised. Like it could be raised up all the way to the Prophet, which shows you the etiquette of the scholars and the smartness of the scholars. So they call it Marfu'a because it is raised, as if the scholars, as if the Prophet is sitting higher above everybody, and anything that is from him is not simply traceable back to him, it could be raised up to him. Marfu' could be raised up to him. So marfu' is when you trace it back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mawquf is when it stops short of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this mawquf from Salman al-Farisi corroborates a marfu' the traceable one from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in this particular hadith, which is a statement from Salman al-Farisi radiallahu anhu as well, it was narrated that or reported that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ أَنْ يُهْلِكَ عَبْدًا نَزَعَ مِنْهُ الْحَيَاءَ فَإِذَا نُزِعَ مِنْهُ الْحَيَاءَ فَإِذَا نُزِعَ مِنْهُ الْحَيَاءَ لَقِيتَهُ مَقِيتًا مُمَقَّتًا فإذا لقيته مقيتا ممقتا نزع منه الأمان فإذا نزعت منه الأمان لقيته خائنا مخونا فإذا لقيته خائنا مخونا نزع منه الرحمة فإذا نزعت منه الرحمة لقيته فظا غليظا فإذا لقيته فظا غليظا نزع منه رقة الإيمان فإذا نزع منه رقة الإيمان لقيته رجيما ملعنا. Okay. So it is an important, you know, concept that we understand, because it will tell you where haya belongs in terms of the qualities of the interior. The qualities of the interior. Where haya belongs in your struggle against the shaitan. In the defense lines that you build, that you raise it, you know, before the shaitan, or in the face of the shaitan, you build one after another so that you prevent the shaitan from conquering your heart. So the first one that you set up right there, you know, as the front line, is the haya. Is the Prophet said, when Allah wants to destroy a servant, when Allah wants to destroy a servant, نُزِعَ مِنْهُ الْحَيَاءُ أَوْ نَزَعَ مِنْهُ الْحَيَاءُ نَزَعَ مِنْهُ الْحَيَاءُ meaning that he will take away haya from him. Modesty, you know, the feeling of shame, integrity. Haya could be translated as a bunch of words. Okay. So haya, he will take away haya from him. So when he takes away haya for him, فَإِذَا نَزَعَ مِنْهُ الْحَيَاءُ لَقِيْتَهُ مَقِيْتًا مُمَقَّتًا you will find him hateful and hated by others. Or you will find him deserving of hate and hated by others. You will find him deserving of hate, maqit, mumaqqata, and hated by others. فَإِذَا نُزِعَ فَإِذَا لَقِيتَهُ مَقِيتًا مُمَقَّتًا. When you find him, you know, deserving of hate and hated by others, نَزَعَ مِنْهُ in the active voice, نَزَعَ مِنْهُ, Allah will take away from him الأمانة. Allah will take away from him الأمانة, trustworthiness, honesty, trustworthiness. So he first, Allah takes away first your first defense line against the shaitan, al-haya. Then when the shaitan makes it through the ranks of that first line, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if Allah intends destruction for you, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy your second line of defense, amana, trustworthiness. فَإِذَا نَزَعَ مِنْهُ الْأَمَانَ لَقِيتَهُ خَائِنًا مُخَوَّنًا. You will find him خَائِن, meaning traitor, deceitful, مُخَوَّنًا, and called such by people, considered to be a traitor, or, you know, this deceitful person by the people. So amana has been taken away from the person, and you, wallahi, you will find this, you know, this typical progression, this typical succession, wallahi, you will find it in people. We'll talk about how you find it in people, but let's finish first. So the Prophet said, فَإِذَا نَزَعَ مِنْهُ الْأَمَانَةَ, or it was reported that the Prophet said, فَإِذَا نَزَعَ مِنْهُ الْأَمَانَةَ, so when Allah takes trustworthiness and honesty from man, you will find him a traitor that is considered to be such by the people. فَإِذَا لَقِيتَهُ خَائِنًا مُخَوَّنًا, then when you find that he becomes a traitor that is considered such by the people, Allah نَزَعَ مِنْهُ, what is next? الرَّحْمَةَ. He will take away from him mercy. فَإِذَا نَزَعَ مِنْهُ الرَّحْمَةَ لَقِيتَهُ, and if when he takes away from him mercy, you will find him in some report رَجِيمًا, in some report رَجِيمًا مُلَعَنًا, and in some reports فَضًّا غَلِيظًا. In some reports the Prophet ﷺ, Hadith Ibn Majah in particular, that is traceable to the Prophet ﷺ, the Prophet ﷺ said, لَقِيتَهُ رَجِيمًا مُلَعَنًا. You will find him rejected and accursed. Rejected and accursed. And in the report that is traceable only to Salman radiallahu anhu, you will find him فَضًّا غَلِيظًا, stern and harsh, anything, whatever, positive or negative. You will find him stern and harsh. Who said that? Who is it? Okay. So, you will find them to be stern and harsh, but both are close to each other. But in the other hadith, that is traceable, the Prophet Rajim al Lahinan rejected and accursed. And then, once you find him فَضًّا غَلِيظًا, you know, using some man's report, once you find him فَضًّا غَلِيظًا, stern and harsh, Allah will take away from him the bond of iman. That's it, he will be completely destroyed. Allah will take away from him the bond of iman. فَإِذَا نَزَعَ مِنْهُ الْإِيمَانِ, and hadith of Salman, and then when Allah takes away from him the bond of iman, you will find him لَعِينًا مُلَعَنًا. You know, so you will find him deserving of curse and accursed by all people. Deserving of the wrath of Allah, لَعِين, deserving of Allah's wrath, مُلَعَنًا, and accursed by all people. So, this progression tells us exactly what happens when our defense lines start to fall one after the other. You know, the first defense line, which is the defense line of modesty, shame, integrity, when that falls, remember when I was talking to you, those that were in i'tikaf, and I was talking to you about wearing shorts in salah. And I told you it's absolutely halal to wear shorts in salah. As long as your shorts are below your knee. But in terms of your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you come to the jama'ah prayer, if you're in a hurry, if you're at home and you're in your bedroom, or you're in a hurry, or something like this, that's fine to wear shorts. Also, if you're coming to the masjid right from when you come back from the basketball tournament, if a group of youth are coming back from the basketball tournament wearing shorts, we should not be too critical of them, right, at the masjid, because it's halal. But if you are coming to the masjid, dress up like you're coming to the masjid, so that this integrity, you know, al-muruh, tamam al-muruh, is there. Because it is your first line. We said that people who have integrity, they watch for the best conduct, best practice, are people who are too far away from hafuring and haram. They already have a large cushion of safety between them and haram. A large cushion of safety, large margin, buffer zone, barrier, barzakh, wide barrier, or buffer zone between that, them, and that which is haram. Because hayat is the front line. And once this drops, the shaitan works on the next line. The shaitan works on the next line. And the next line, the Prophet ﷺ said it, amana, is the next line, trustworthiness, honesty. And trustworthiness is an amana. And an amana is about the halal and haram. Hayat is in front of amana, because hayat is about complete integrity. Not only watching that which is halal and haram, but the best conduct at all times, at all places, at all circumstances. Best conduct. So when you're not watching the best conduct anymore and you're lax about it, the shaitan works on the second barrier, which is that of amana. You know, إِنَّا عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ فَأَبَيْنَا يَحْمِلْنَهَا وَأَشْفَقْنَا مِنْهَا وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. We offer the amana to the heavens and the earth, you know, and the mountains. And so they feared from it, they rejected to accept it, and they feared from the burden of this amana. Amana is التكليف الشرع. It is the religious obligations. It is commitment to your religious obligations. It is your commitment to your religious obligations. So that is what amana means. Amana means trustworthiness and honesty, but here it means trustworthiness in carrying out your commitments to all of your religious obligations, do's and don'ts, halal and haram. So you're very careful. But before amana, there was hayat right there. When the shaitan opens a gap into the second barrier, which is amana, your trustworthiness in observing everything that is halal and haram, the shaitan will find the way to the next barrier. You know, the next barrier is rahmah, mercy. Because now you're not watchful, you know, you're not watchful of halal and haram. The next thing the shaitan will make out of you a tyrant, a most wicked person. A person that does not have mercy in his heart. He starts to work on this. Once the mercy is taken away, نُزِعَ مِنْهُ أَوْ نَزَعَ مِنْهُ رِبْقَةَ الْإِيمَانِ, the bond of Iman will be taken away from him. This hadith tells you that hayat is the first line of defense, rahmah is the last line of defense. So people who have no mercy are this close to having no faith. That is the last line of defense. If you have no mercy in your heart, you're this close to having no faith. And people who have hayat, people who have this quality, internal quality of modesty, integrity, feeling of shame are people who are farthest away from the harm of the shaitan. And as long as they stand guard of the post of haya, they'll be fine. Because the shaitan usually does not, you know, go around those obstacles or those barriers. Those are very immune barriers. In order for the shaitan to get to the second barrier, he would really have to make a hole in the first one. He would really have to get through the first one. The barrier of haya is an encompassing barrier. It surrounds all of your deen from the outside. It's, you know, on the outskirts, surrounding all of your deen. And then the barrier of amana is next to it. And then the barrier of rahma is the closest to your heart. And then when you're fighting to just stay merciful, when you're fighting the shaitan to just stay merciful, it means that the shaitan had already jumped over two major fences. And he is a few feet away from your heart. You know, a few feet away from devouring the rest of your iman. So once again, this hadith is a beautiful hadith. We'll go over it quickly. إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ أَنْ يُهْلِكَ عَبْدًا when Allah intends destruction for a servant, نَزَعَ مِنْهُ الْحَيَاءُ He will take away from him haya. فَإِذَا نَزَعَ مِنْهُ الْحَيَاءُ لَقِيتَهُ مَقِيتًا مُمَقَّتًا So when he takes away from him haya, he will find him deserving of hate and hated by all people. Deserving of hate and actually hated by all people. فَإِذَا لَقِيتَهُ مَقِيتًا مُمَقَّتًا So if you find him hated by all people, Allah will take away نَزَعَ مِنْهُ الْأَمَانَ Allah will take away from him amana, trustworthiness. He will not be watchful anymore of halal and haram as he should be. نَزَعَ مِنْهُ الْأَمَانَ He will take away from him amana, trustworthiness, honesty, when it comes to the commandments of Allah. فَإِذَا نَزَعَ مِنْهُ الْأَمَانَ So when he takes away from him amana, you will find him لَقِيتَهُ خَائِنًا مُخَوَّةً A traitor that is considered as such by all people. And then, فَإِذَا لَقِيتَهُ خَائِنًا مُخَوَّةً So if you find him to be a traitor that is considered as such by all people, نَزَعَ مِنْهُ Allah will take away from him الرَّحْمَةً Mercy. فَإِذَا نَزَعَ مِنْهُ And if he takes away from him mercy, you will find him رَجِيمًا مُلَعَنًا Rejected and accursed, as in the hadith of the Prophet, or stern and harsh, as in the statement of Salman radiallahu anhu. فَإِذَا نَزَعَ مِنْهُ الرَّحْمَةِ So when he takes away from him رَحْمَةً فَإِذَا لَقِيتَهُ فَضْلًا غَلِيظًا So if you find him رَجِيمًا مُلَعَنًا Rejected and accursed, or فَضْلًا غَلِيظًا Stern and harsh, Allah will take away from him ربطة الإيمان, the bond of إيمان. So, فَإِذَا نَزَعَ مِنْهُ ربطة الإيمان لَقِيتَهُ لَعِينًا مُلَعَنًا it stops here in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. So if he takes away from him إيمان, you will find you will find the wrath of Allah to be upon him, and you find him accursed by all people. The wrath of Allah will be upon him, and you will find him accursed by all people. This hadith tells us, or this report from Salman, tells us that haya is the front line of defense, rahma is the last line of defense. Between haya and rahma, there is amana. This is your middle line of defense. The closer the shaitan gets to your inner lines of defense, the more in danger you become. Haya is your first line of defense. Those who want to really survive, those who want to really succeed, those who want to really come first, they need to work on their first line of defense, their first barrier, that haya. Build up this haya. Build up this haya. Because haya, as the Prophet ﷺ said, is the signature characteristic of Islam. It has a special position in the religion of Islam in particular.